Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle. Because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's going on, all you animals out there in podcast land? Listen, the world's back. Are you been waiting to see the brighter side live?
Then get psyched about the Last Podcast Network Country Jamboree at the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee on June 18th.
That's right. We'll have all your favorite LPN family out there performing live.
Including Last Podcast on the Left, Page 7, Wizard and the Bruiser, No Dogs in Space, Abe Lincoln Top Hat.
They got Fraudsters, you got Someplace Underneath, The Story Must Be Told, maybe a little roundtable action, you never know.
Ooh,
what you might get yourself.
Spicy.
And of course, The Brighter Side, the reason anyone's going to this frickin' thing.
Tickets are available now on lastpodcastontheleft.com.
Okay, check this out, all right? You think that's cool. On April 30th and May 29th, Amber and I here, we booked some live gigs at the Pack Theater in Los Angeles to warm up for the Ryman. So come check that out and see what jokes we keep.
Again, that's the Ryman Auditorium on June 18th in Nashville, Tennessee for the Last Podcast Network Contra Jamboree.
Yeah! Woo! 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 Woo!
Life can disappoint us sometimes. Like right now, you expected this voice to be Amber's, but instead you got me. Well, fuck you. I can be just as positive as her, you bitch-ass cum sluts. Hey, maybe you're riddled with STDs. The D part sucks, but the ST part is pretty cool. And you know what? It gives the dick some texture. We're here to make you feel better about all of life's pesky little penis and vagina sores. It's Hoopa Goo Goo time.
Oh, that was wonderful. Thank you so much, Nicole.
Hey, you're welcome.
That's right. We got Nicole Buchanan sitting in for Amber Nelson this week. Amber's off in Florida having a good time living in an M&M bedroom for some reason.
She's doing real spring break.
Yes. Yeah. Adult spring break where you just stay and cook food and go to sleep and wake up in the morning.
Yeah.
But joining us today is Sarah Fantomy.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. No one ever asked me that, actually, and I appreciate you.
Thanks.
I'm doing well. Things could be better, but things could be worse. Thank you for joining us. And you, first time Brighter Cider, right? You've never been on the show.
Oh, yeah. No, I've never been on.
Brighter Side's the name of the show.
Oh, okay. Yes. At first, I thought you were talking about a kind of cider.
Actually, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
The Brighter Cider.
Oh, my God. Merch.
Oh, my. Yeah. Yes. Seriously. Merch you can drink.
Yeah.
And Rob Hayes is joining us.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm really sorry I accidentally tagged you as Rob Smallwood on Instagram.
Oh, that is.
Oh, I didn't see it.
I will follow
Rob
you.
Rob Smallwood did.
I will fix that.
You are nothing like Rob Smallwood.
Okay.
I think.
I have no idea who Rob Smallwood is.
Yeah, I don't know who some Rob Smallwood is. Like, it's a brave to have that as a last name.
Absolutely.
You know? That's the way to go about the world. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like the family, they know what the deal is. Mm-hmm. You know, with their history and whatnot.
You know what I notice is guys who have big dicks like to joke about how they have a small dick.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Like, as I've noticed, no one who says they have a small dick has a small dick.
Yeah, the guys with small dicks just try to change the subject whenever dicks are brought up.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, oh, okay, yeah, vaginas.
Yeah, so maybe it's just like, he could be like, oh, it's Smallwood's like ironic, like Lil, like, you know, the big guys that have Lil in their name.
Oh, that's, okay. Lil John.
Okay.
Robin Big.
Well, shout out to Rob Smallwood. Thank you so much for the up-top material. Today we're playing Hoopa Goo Goo, the brighter side game that we invented. It's our version of Cards Against Humanity, except we actually fill it in instead of having someone do it for you. Basically, what we'll do, the both of you have never played before. I told you the rules, but I'm just going to say it again for the people at home in case this is the first time them checking it out. So basically what it is, we all wrote four dirty, bad, naughty, shit, fuck things on a piece of paper. We folded them twice. We put it in the fuck like a drifter hat. And when you pull out of the hat, the other three people respond in 20 seconds or less. And then you judge who you thought had the best answer. The first round is 1 point, and then we decide how many points from there on out. You guys get it?
Yeah.
I got it.
It's pretty easy, right? I got the timer too. So if you get 20 seconds, you know, I'm a little loosey goosey. So you go over a little bit.
I get nervous under time constraints, Ed.
Well, good. Whenever you hear me scream or honk like a goose, that means your time's up.
I'll just start spitting.
Wait, what
gibberish.
Does the goose sound like?
My goose, okay. Anyway. Okay. You know, that's my goose impression. If you want, I could do a duck.
I think I did this wrong.
Cartoon duck.
Whoops.
I like it.
All right, Nicole, you want to pick out first?
Oh, I will. I'll have to.
And then we'll go around left. So it'll be Sarah, me, and then Rob.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Paint a picture for the people at home.
Yeah, who's sitting in what order?
Starting my period at 10. I assume it means 10 years old, not at 10 the time.
Oh, okay. Is this yours, Sarah?
I mean,
it's got to be one of ours.
It's got to be. Yeah.
All right. So 10 years old is what you meant.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Okay. 20 seconds or less. Starting your period at 10 years old. What do you got?
Wait. Am I supposed to talk about it? Sorry.
Yes.
What is the brighter side of it?
What's the positive side of it?
I
started getting horny as a kid. And so I started
positive.
Yeah. I've been experimenting with fantasies in my brain for a very long time. Mm-hmm. So like a lot of things are not like gross or like I'm not shy to bring up.
Oh, it's always good to interrupt a woman when she's talking about such a personal thing.
Oh, my God.
Just kick off the show. It's just like, oh, hell yeah, I don't want to do it. All right. I guess you could do like the Forrest Gump thing, or it's just like one last thing. You know, you don't got to worry about that. Just check it off the list. You don't have to worry about getting your period when you're older.
I mean, like, it's not like then it's done. You then get it every month.
Yeah, but then it's gone earlier, too, because you only got so many eggs in the basket.
Is that true?
I don't know. That's me guessing.
You can still get wet after menopause, right?
I imagine.
I don't know.
No, I didn't mean to like. Menopause. No, no, no.
If
I know,
you've
I know.
Had menopause and you've gotten
don't
wet,
feel bad. I
please
I,
write in.
Write in. You'll get a free jug.
I couldn't possibly actually believe that you meant that I went through menopause.
No.
I'm 29 years old.
All right, Rob, you get your period at 10. What's the brighter side?
The brighter side, you get to roll up on anybody and be like, I'm a woman. Grocery store, church, you know, just strangers on the street. Hey, I'm a woman. And then, you know, if they question
you. Stop talking. Jesus, all you do is blah, blah, blah. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. Go ahead.
All right. Nicole, what do you think? Who's getting the point?
I'm going to say Sarah because she was so rudely interrupted.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Yeah. I will say
the person that interrupted me.
This one was for the ladies, though. I started my period not until I was like 15. And I hated it because I thought that when I started my period, I would get boobs like all my friends. Mm-hmm. But then I just started my period and never got boobs. So.
What's the average? When do people usually start their period to sound like a total
now?
Average?
Probably like Probably like 12.
12
is a good number.
Yeah.
You said now it changes.
It's and nowadays, like, I think they're getting younger and younger for when they start their periods because of like the hormones in the milk
and the BTS.
Yes.
BTS, the Korean pop. Hey, there's some handsome motherfuckers. Wait, are we allowed to swear on here?
Yo, as much as you want.
All right.
All right, Sarah, why don't you pick out of the fuck like a drifter head? See, just rolls right off the top.
I fucked this game up. I'm dumb slow.
Okay. No, that's fine. It's the first round. It's only one point.
We only pick yours.
I think I'm allergic to weed.
Oh, I think you're allergic to weed. This is definitely in need of a brighter side.
Well, the bright side.
Well, you pick you. We go.
Oh,
and
sorry.
Then you judge us.
Oh, okay. Sorry,
if you pick out of the hat,
yeah.
Then you judge us.
Okay.
It's the only, really the only.
And should I say who wrote it?
Or? It doesn't matter. I was just curious last time.
Okay. Damn it.
You do it. There is no right or wrong, and if you win or lose, nothing matters.
Okay.
Let's see. So you think you're allergic to weed? I mean, oh God. I'm working on this. I don't know. I would be very sad if all of a sudden weed changed my life. Weed made me a better person. I was getting into fights all the time. I was a disaster. I was a horrible little kid. So if you're allergic to weed, start drinking. I don't know. Rob, you think you're getting allergic to weed?
Allergic to weed? One bright side, government jobs. No, they can drug test you anytime. You have none of that anxiety. You can work for the post office. You can work for, you know, the FBI, the CIA, anybody, because, you know, piss clean.
Do you think they, that's very, I love that.
Unless you're doing cocaine.
Do you think the president gets drug tested?
No.
I think they probably go through the president's blood. I don't think they're looking for drugs. They're looking for everything.
Yeah.
They might see drugs along the way, but they're looking for all kind of stuff. They go through his blood for sure.
I think when they're running, but I don't know about when they're in office.
I know Trump has Putin's cum in his digestive tract.
What?
Yeah. Because he sucked his dick.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, I don't know.
I mean...
The doctor that Trump had was Dr. Oz, and now Dr. Oz got endorsed to be a governor of Pennsylvania. So maybe that was the exchange, like, tell everybody I'm healthy, and then I got you, you know.
Yeah. No, and he had that other crazy doctor. You remember him? Like, the guy from, like, North Manhattan who's, like, a hippie, like, an Italian, old Italian hippie. So, yeah, you know, I checked him out, and he's fine. He's the healthiest guy I've ever seen.
Is it fucked up that when you said Dr. Oz, I pictured Ozzy Osbourne?
I mean, that's what you should think of.
Yeah.
All right, Nicole, you think you're getting allergic to weed?
I mean, probably if you're allergic to weed, you're going to stop eating Taco Bell at 3 a.m. in your car.
Fucking A, right?
Mm. And crying.
What?
I mean, you'll still do the crying part, but you just won't do it in a Taco Bell parking lot at 3 a.m.
Well, that's a good thing. In exactly 20 seconds, so that's nice.
Hell yeah.
All right, Sarah, who do you think had the best answer?
Well, it's a toss-up between Rob and Nicole because they're both really good answers. But we do live in California, so less employers do care if you smoke weed, so I got to give it to my girl Nicole.
All right.
Because I, too, actually have that issue with getting the munchies way too often.
Is that true that in California they don't really test for weed?
I think certain jobs, but not as much as other places.
Entertainment doesn't really drug test.
entertainment will smoke, like the directors and producers will smoke weed on set with you.
Yeah.
Like, and among other things. Like,
yeah, also news. News journalists, they don't really drug test journalists either. They just care about the story being broken. Yeah.
They got to forget about all the horrible shit they see.
Yeah. And when they go undercover, they got to, you know, look cool and smoke their weed so they can get the story. Otherwise, you're some lame-o there trying to, all right, here we go. Loves music, but is terrible at retaining lyrics. Oh, I do this shit all the time. You love music. I'm a big music fan, but you can't remember the lyrics. Rob, what do you got for me?
Okay, if you love music, but you can't remember the lyrics, you might be really good at humming the beat in the background because you love it. Mm-hmm. So you might, you know, the problem just might be words, but you know melody. So while other people are singing a song, you're the best accompaniment.
I think you nailed it. Accompaniment.
Okay.
Yeah.
You just take one.
That is a beautiful way to look at it, too. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, see, I always say the wrong words, and you look like a fucking idiot.
Don't look at the scoreboard. I'm nailing it. I'm killing it over here. You know? I don't care what the scoreboard says. All right? I'm not a zero.
No, you are not.
All right, Nicole, you love music, but you can't remember the words.
Well, if you can't remember the lyrics, then you get to choose your own lyrics, which is always fun. You know, I remember still to me because I forgot the words to I'm Like a Bird. You know that song? Now it's still I'm Like Your Mom, I Want to Fuck Your Dad. Because, you know, I'm like your mom, I want to fuck your dad. Because that's how I remembered it. And to this day forward, that's how that song will go. And that's fun for me.
That is nice. Yeah. That is nice.
I'm taking Nicole's answer one step further. You can make your own lyrics and create a parody and upload it because it's protected by the Constitution as an act of freedom of speech and make money off of it.
Wow, so you're just going to steal other people's stuff.
Hell yeah.
I'm going to go rob. On the board.
Hey, I'm on the board, baby. Tie game. What's up?
Yeah, because you got, you know, it's good for your background.
Yeah.
Help everyone else out.
I understand. You took pity. That's okay.
You had a great answer.
That's what we do here.
I'm trying to make you rich.
Thank you. All right. Shaking up the hat.
Right. Okay, you guys ready?
Yes.
Your gym sends you a letter telling you that you are suspended for ugliness.
Ooh. Oh, yes. Your gym sends you a letter telling you you're suspended because you are too ugly. Nicole, 20 seconds or less, what do you do?
Well, you can get fat and not work out. And then your body matches your face. No one will ever call you a butterface ever again in the YouTube comments. And that's my answer.
Honk, honk. Very nice. Sarah.
The bright side, you can write a BuzzFeed article about it and get tons of sympathy followers and make money off of it, baby.
They owe
you $450,000 in settlements.
You are a capitalist.
I'm Persian. I always thinking about making money.
Well, you know, it's always looking for an excuse not to go to the gym. You know, that's nice. But I would say they call you ugly. You can't come anymore. I mean, stand outside and cry with a sign that says, I'm too ugly to go inside, and see how long it takes for them to come and arrest you.
This is tough. Now I see how hard it is being the judge.
It's hard.
You know, it's hard work. Mm-hmm. Everybody gave good answers. I see, you know, three beautiful women in front of me. Only two of them has what it takes to be America's Next Top Model. I'm gonna have to go with Nicole with the butterface. Eliminating that from the repertoire.
That is a beautiful thing. All right, that is the end of the first round.
It is, but
I'm just going to give a score update to the people at home. We got Sarah with 1 point, Nicole with two, Rob with one, and me with a big stinky zero.
Only round one.
Thank you. Second round, how many points should we make this round? What do you guys think?
Well, how many?
1,000? Yes.
Any objections?
Nah.
All right, 1,000 points.
I don't object.
All right, let's rock. 1,000 points per poll. You can also give them out, divvy it up however you want.
Oh, okay. You could split up with Thayel.
Yeah,
now
it'll be
a
3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3
with a line over.
I mean, if you want to be pussy about it, okay. You get a free breakfast, but halfway through, you realize the people giving the free breakfast are Mormon recruiters.
It's very tough. This has happened to me before. I wanted to get you guys advice.
Wait, so you get a free breakfast and then
you reel halfway through the breakfast, they're like, have you ever heard about the Mormon religion? Would you like to join?
Nothing in life is free.
Yes, nothing in life is free.
They want to sell you.
Have you never, has this never happened to you?
I mean, I'm from Ohio, so versions of it has happened to me. So I would say go to one Mormon meeting, steal their donation box, and make money off of it.
Jesus, you are ruthless.
Do Mormons have meetings?
Oh, I think that's all they do. They definitely have backpacks, I'll tell you that.
It's called a family orgy, actually.
You know, if you're going to sit there and get preached at, you know, for definitely, I'm going to say seconds. You know, get seconds. Get enough so you don't want lunch. You know, if you're going to be there taking it, might as well get there take it.
Classic Ed answer. Get more food.
All right, Rob.
I say you keep going until you find out your shirt size. You know, like getting your dress shirt size, your neck size, you know, like your sleeve size, you know, like that's important. So I would just stay in as long until they start talking about the wardrobe.
Yeah.
And then once I got my neck size and like my shirt size and, you know, my pant size and all that, that's when I'm bouncing.
A conk.
Free measurement consultation.
Free measurements.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Okay. This is hard.
Yeah, I understand.
This is hard because it's like, one, you get money. Mm-hmm. Two, you get more food.
Yeah.
Three, you get a free measurement consultation.
Knowledge.
For sure.
Yeah, we're all game and assessed.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to go 1,000 points to Ed.
Whoa. Ooh, see, you come ooh. Out of it.
Wow. That's right. Wow.
Now,
a whole 1,000?
Damn.
Look,
we can't get like 5?
I love it. Oh, shit. You're right. I should have like.
No, it's cool. It's cool.
No, it's
he
very
deserves
cool.
1,000.
I feel good.
You know?
Thank
look,
you.
Look, he was at 0, and I just want to make him feel good.
I got
about
you.
Himself.
I got you.
I appreciate it. I'll give you some back. I'll give you some points back.
Rack your look for spring at Nordstrom Rack and save up to 60% on brands you love. Rag & Bone, Vince, Marc Jacobs, Adidas, Joe's, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. Score new dresses, denim, sandals, designer bags, and sunglasses, plus updates for the family and home. Get your spring on for less, up to 60% less, today at your Nordstrom Rack store. What will you find?
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
I will say, when I first got to college, quick little story about Mormons. My roommate, very crazy person, Frank Rebel, and I opened the door one time, and then there was these Mormons there asking for Frank Rebel, and I was like, that's interesting. So, you know, he's a very crazy dude, you know, so I wonder why they offered him a free Bible if they would let them come over and talk to him about being Mormon. And then he got really upset when he found out the Bible was the Book of Mormon. And
wait, they don't do the other books?
They do. I mean, they have their own version of it.
I always thought
the Book
that
of Mormon.
You got the Bible with the other books, and then they give you the Book of Mormon. Like, this supposed to go in there. Yeah,
the New Testament.
So they just got one book?
Yeah, I believe so.
Is it fucked up that when you said Book of Mormon, I thought of the South Park Book of Mormon?
Well, you know, it makes sense. It's what it's named after.
Yeah.
But yeah, no. But you know, they believe that Jesus came to America. So you know, what are you gonna do, Nicole? I mean, you just went.
I did just.
Sarah, it is your turn.
I'm so sorry about giving 1,000 points.
Don't apologize for giving me points.
Stand on your points.
I feel like a bad person.
You gave
You're
out your
great
points.
Person.
How you
Thank
wanted
you.
To give out your points? Stand on your own 2 points.
Gym memberships that don't let you cancel.
Wow, lots of gym stuff.
Gym heavy.
Are you guys going through something?
That don't let you cancel. I mean, that's very annoying because it's one thing I love doing is canceling a gym membership. But yeah, no, I think that you gives you a good proper time to flip out in front of a crowd of people. Just like, you can't let me finish it. I'm going to burn this place to the fucking everyone. And everyone would kind of agree with you because it is a fucked up thing that they don't just let you stop doing it.
Yeah.
Man, you ended that right at the buzzer. I was going to honk you. I was ready.
By the way, please honk me. If you notice that I'm going over, I love getting
Ed
honked.
Ed lives to be honked.
All All right, Rob, your gym membership won't let you cancel.
Okay, I see how Sarah plays the game. So I'm going to take the weights outside of the gym and sell them until they cancel my membership.
Hey.
And on the way, I'm going to do what? Make some money. Come on.
There you go.
Yeah, sure.
Way to play to your audience
yeah.
there.
Stealing. I like that.
All right, Nicole.
Okay. Well, you can stay home while still feeling like you're doing something because you're like, I have a gym membership. You know, like you can feel good about yourself for mm-hmm. still having a gym membership, even though you're not going, you know?
Yeah.
Because it's the little thing. You got to give yourself credit for the little things.
Honk, honk.
Y'all got to, y'all know already. It's Rob.
Come on.
My man knows how to make that paper.
Come on.
Gotta
give it to me.
Got to get it.
If you need a 25
pound. You pandered
pound.
And it works. And I respect that.
Preach to the choir, kids.
Yeah.
You know what else you could
do
is just go in there and just start being horrible.
Oh well,
until they give you your money back, like eat a bunch of beans and like fart a bunch.
Can
you know?
I say that this just happened to me?
Okay.
Not only was it was also I signed up online and they asked if I wanted 4 weeks of personal training. I had a little extra money, so I was like, yeah, sure, I'll get 4 weeks of personal training and like get hot. Never went or did the personal training.
Yeah.
But I thought it was just like the 4 weeks. Forgot about it. Forgot I ever did it. One day I get a text message from my bank saying that I have like $30. And I'm like, what the fuck? And I go to my bank account and I realize that for the last 6 months, they've been charging me $325 a month.
Damn.
Oh my God. Please tell me you got it back.
So I called them and I'm like crying. I'm bawling. And I'm like, and she's like, okay, well, the manager's not here, so I'm going to have him call you when he gets here and whatever. And then she was like, and I was like, well, can you at least just cancel it now? And she was like, yeah, I'll cancel it. Whatever. The manager never called me back. Mm-hmm. But I was like, I'll deal with that later. Like, at least it's canceled, whatever. I go to look 2 months later. They're still charging me $325 a month.
Damn.
So then I go in. And cry.
Try to go in.
I go in and cry, and the men are very uncomfortable. Like, there's just like two men there, and they're like, I don't know what to do. This bitch is crying. And they're like, oh, the manager will be in tomorrow. And I was like, that's what they told me last time. I was like, you guys have charged me
$2,200.
Yeah. And I was like, I don't have that kind of money. I'm a fucking comedian. Like, I don't have that. And they were like, okay, and one of the guys was like really nice. He was like, you come in at 11 tomorrow. The manager's going to be here and you get that money. You get that money. And I was like, okay, I'll get that money. So I came back at 11 and they did refund all the money.
All of it.
They refunded all the money because I angrily tweeted.
You got to.
And I get a phone call the next morning from corporate saying like, hi, Nicole, we're calling regarding a social media post. Mm-hmm. Like, they found me.
Hell yeah.
And they called me and whatever. And so they took care of me. I did get everything back.
Did you take the post down?
I did take the post down. I did reply to everyone who replied to me and said they took care of everything for me and were very nice about it. So, yeah, that's how that went. So, angry tweet, you guys.
You definitely went overboard telling everyone that they took care of it. You know, you didn't have to.
Well, because I felt bad.
You're too nice.
But, and now that was like, it was like putting money into a savings account. Like, I would have spent that money.
Yeah, that's kind of nice.
And now, so now I'm just like, ooh, $2,200. Like, you know, it's like I put it away. It was like a trust fund or whatever. I don't know. Whatever the fuck.
I love crying to get stuff or get stuff back.
You know, I don't do it manipulatively, but
you could.
I am very emotional and sometimes it comes in handy because it makes people very uncomfortable.
Always stand up for yourself. And when that doesn't work, cry.
Yeah.
Shout out to your bank for letting you know when you had 30, because my bank waited till I got negative 30 to start texting me.
Really?
Yeah, they don't care about the 30.
Mine tells me when I'm under
50. They used to that. They like, 30, that's about right.
He's living on the edge. We noticed you have money now, and we're wondering if maybe we made a mistake and gave you money. Did you get any overdraft fees because of those fuckers?
No. No.
Okay.
No.
All right. All right.
Yeah, okay.
I tell you what, the overdraft fees makes me insane.
Yeah.
The way they do that shit, they make billions of dollars a year off the poorest people in this country.
Oh, trust me. I mean, I've dealt with overdraft fees before.
Oh, yeah.
I live in the overdraft. But,
oh, my God.
Yeah.
Knock on wood. Been a while. Woof. Man, but they really get, nothing takes your heart and soul away like 4 overdraft fees right in a row.
Oof.
Just like $50 McDonald's. Go fuck. All right. This one. Speaking of getting hurt, this one hurts. I could tell it's Sarah's, I think. Jazz music. What is the brighter side of the greatest music ever made? Rob, you don't like jazz music. I'm not saying that, you know, in general for the question. I don't know how you feel in real life.
Okay.
But
So in this, I don't like jazz music.
I would say you don't like jazz music.
Because it just says jazz music.
It just says jazz.
And
you know
there's
what?
A dark cloud above it.
There is, yeah, like it's raining on top of jazz, which makes better jazz in a weird way. So you know what? Forget that. You love, if you give me your real feelings on jazz music, 20 seconds or less.
I think the bright side of jazz music is it deals with improvisation, so it's different every time. If you're seeing people who know what they're doing with jazz, it's not going to be the same. So then, you know, it's like a snowflake. Like every time can be different. So if you didn't like it this time, see them do it again.
It's beautiful. It's
took
beautiful.
My answer, man.
It's all right.
Okay.
Stay. Okay. Get in your mood.
I got this. I got this. I got this. It's okay.
All right.
Jazz music is sexual.
Yes, it is.
It is sexy. It makes you feel sexy. You pour yourself a glass of red wine. You listen to jazz. You feel classy as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go and fuck a guy who has $5 in his bank account and lives on an air mattress. But you feel classy and sexy.
Honk, honk. All right. So we're going to need the brighter side of jazz music from you, Sarah. let's hear it. I'm interested to hear this one the most.
The brighter side of jazz music is that when I see that guys love it on their dating profile, I swipe left. And therefore, I save time, I save money on makeup, and I save money on Uber. So they're making money.
Making money. Making money. Well, all right. 500 to Rob, 500
let's
to Nicole.
Let's go. Let's go.
Bias.
Give me my 5.
Biased.
Yeah. All right, Rob, pick out of the hat, please. Don't like jazz music. It's just created all other music.
Yeah, but they all do it so much better.
Okay. All right. We definitely got a different font. You know what I mean? Like, this handwriting is not like the last one I
had.
Can
you read it?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Having to go to a bachelorette party with a bunch of boring adult women with big girl jobs.
Mm. Have to go to a
bachelor. Also, there's something that's crossed out. I don't know if this was supposed to be a curse word or what. But,
I had to be careful with my words, just like in just in case, like on the off
they
chance.
Don't listen to this fucking show.
The people that this is happening this weekend, and I'm like, no.
Ooh, let's talk about it.
All right, let's talk about it.
Go through.
Okay. Maybe. Being there with all those women and drinking rosé all day will, make me feel better about the life I've chosen because they all seem so secretly miserable inside. And, yeah.
All right. Okay. There's a tinge of brighter side in there. All right, Sarah, you're going to a bachelorette party with a bunch of rich chicks, older chicks. What do you got?
The bright side is that you get to be unhinged and just like act like a complete animal drunk. And that means you come off younger to them.
Mm-hmm.
And so they'll be jealous of you and they'll be like, oh, my God, I wish I was young and fun like Nicole or Sarah. And they won't offer you anti-aging products. So you save money.
That's right. I think this is a great opportunity for you. All these chicks got money. You know, you can start finding out what they do, find out how they're going to want to help you. They're going to want to give you things. They're going to want you coming to their business. They're going to want to like sponsor anything you do. And they're going to start coming to your shows. They're going to start listening to Everything Hurts podcast. They're going to think you're hilarious. This is nothing but great for you. All you got to do is drink for free.
Everybody's answers was very similar, you know, in tone and I think in, you know, what you guys kind of, the brightest side that you brought. So I'm 3-3-3s all around, and then just put 1 point in the air.
I'll give you the extra point just because.
Okay.
Because of your generosity.
I could self point. I didn't even know that. All right.
There we go. All right. That's the end of the second round. And we got Sarah with 334 points.
Yay.
Nicole with 835 points.
You made that do math.
We got Rob with 1,502 points. And myself with 1,333 points. This is a barn burner. We're about to start the third round. How do y'all feel?
I feel good. You know, I'm excited.
Nice.
Yeah.
You know, where are you from? Here's a good game show thing. Where are you from, Rob?
I'm from Atlanta, Georgia.
Atlanta, Georgia. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. The varsity. You get some
the
hot dogs?
Varsity. You know, Braves, champions.
Nicole, how you feeling? Where are you from? Tell the audience.
You know, I feel good. You know, I'm just going to take it one round at a time. You know, I'm from Huntington Beach, California.
Woo! Yeah. Huntington Beach, very popular with the children. Sarah, how you feeling? Where are you from?
I feel horny because I'm ovulating, but I'm having a great time.
Wow, despite being horny, yeah. Still having a good time.
I'm from Toledo, Ohio.
Toledo! Yeah. Holy
How do
Toledo.
You think you could use your horniness to make that money?
Ooh. I mean...
It's between OnlyFans and escorting.
Yeah.
Hey, or rich guys.
I'm on OnlyHams where I just eat ham in front of the camera for a while.
I would pay for that. I would pay to watch that.
I think there's a good section of people that would, actually.
Amen. You hit me up. Nicole, round three. Yeah. How many points? What are we thinking here? Well, I'll let Rob pick this time.
Okay.
Because he's in the
lead. All right. I'm thinking 2,000. We raised the stakes double Jeopardy style. You know what I mean?
All right. No problem. All right. 2,000 points. Nicole, you're first.
Okay.
Did you pick out of the hat there? And we will keep this pudding party full of cups.
Fear's body odor is incurable. What?
Okay. So you stink and you're scared that you're never going to not stink.
Oh, got it.
Yeah.
Okay. It was a cold read. Okay.
All right. So you're afraid that your body odor will never go away, Sarah. What do you think?
Well, on the bright side, that means that whoever you end up marrying loves you for you and not mm-hmm. the way you smell. And so you won't have to waste money on bath bombs and products that smell good, and you save money, meaning you make money.
That's right, making money for being stinky. Yeah. All right, I'm gonna say, pheromones, big thing, you know. So when you finally do find someone, they like your musk, but also, I will say, I've met two very attractive people who have no sense of smell, so you know, nothing's over till it's over. You don't know who you're going to meet, and you meet these people without senses of smell, and a lot of them can't give birth. It's just a weird thing, so you also get to not have to deal with that.
My boyfriend has no sense of smell.
So he can't give birth.
Wait, is that really a correlation thing?
Yes.
Were they born with no sense of smell, or are they...
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because he acquired no sense of smell through a skiing accident.
That's bizarre.
Oh, wow. Yes.
So what, he hit a tree and he couldn't smell
it?
Not anymore?
That kind of skin.
Yes. He did hit a tree.
Wow.
He hit a tree and now he can't smell.
Dang.
That's crazy.
It was pretty cool, like, at the beginning of our relationship, because I was like, I can poop in his bathroom. He will not know.
Do you fart around him?
All the time.
That's so great. This is lovely.
That's a love language, you know.
Do you ever thought about making him hit another tree?
All the time.
All right, Rob.
Do more brain damage.
Okay. You should get into wrestling.
Okay.
You could be a championship wrestler. You know, you can be an Olympian. You can get a gold medal. You can go in world wrestling. They say that wrestling is fake, but the funk is real. So you're really going to have people knocked out. You're really going to be, you know, winning a champion. Kids going to love you.
Wow. That is beautiful.
All right. Feel like that's like wrestling in a cartoon. Like they just smell it and pass out. And like,
Ooh, okay. All right. 2,000 points. Don't forget, giving it out around the crowd. What do you got?
All right. Okay. So I like Ed's answer because it's like very like I like the idea of someone loving you for who you are, mm-hmm. you know? And yes. Also, okay. So I'm gonna go 1,000 points to Ed and then 500 to each Sarah and Rob.
Wow.
Thank you.
More math.
Oh, I'll you know, I'm getting slightly better at this. All right, Sarah, pick out of the hat of wonders here.
Hell. Okay.
Wife tells the world that she fakes orgasms on podcast.
Wow. Wife tells the world that she fakes orgasms on a podcast. Well, you know, I mean, if your wife is so awful, hopefully so is the podcast and no one's listening to it. but I would say, you know, I mean, at least you have proof that you're having sex.
Yeah.
So there's that. That's my time. All right, Rob, your wife tells everyone on the podcast that she fakes her orgasms.
Well, at least you know that your wife has experience acting, you know, and has a craft, has something that they're good at. You know, you were fooled until you heard the information on the podcast. And so you just got to encourage your wife to, you know, go into the acting world.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's already in entertainment. It's not far of a stretch.
You know, a good friend of mine said that a girlfriend of his, an ex-girlfriend, when they broke up, she angrily, you know, threw that in his face. I've faked every orgasm I had. And he said, well, that sucks for you.
Yeah.
So at least you're still getting off.
Yeah. All right. So 2,000 points. Where are they going?
Well, I like all of those answers, but I mean, I would give first. I'm going to give. Okay, hang on. It's 1,000.
2,000.
2,000. 2,000. So I'm going to give 1,000 to Eddie because I love it when like people try to pull like slut shame or like crap on someone for something that happened during sex. It's like, dude, at least you're having sex. Like, there's so many people like me at this very moment who wishes they were having sex, and I'm not. But and then I'm gonna give 700 to Nicole because that's a pretty fucking baller answer. And Rob, I'm gonna give you 300. I just wish that at the end of when you said that you could encourage her to get into the acting world, you said so she can make money off of it.
Oh, God, who I was talking to.
God, what am I, oh my God. I can't believe I got any points.
The money bags. I forgot about the money bags, man.
I love Jeez. That you gave notes. You were like, here's how you could make your answer better.
Damn. Yeah. Damn, that's the last round. Like, yeah, I should have. Man, actors
I hope
make
to see
so
you
much money.
Yeah. Really, I hope to see you back on the in the belly room and battling. And yeah, just take the, you know.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn on what you want, like trying out that new workout class, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like a foam roller for your sore muscles. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
All right. Your friend steps in human shit and then steps on your new sneakers.
Oh, hell no.
All right. Rob, I geared this one towards you because you have such a great show, Sneak This, on BR Kicks. So check that out. Rob, what's your answer here? Your friend steps in human shit and then not even dog shit. It's human shit. And then they step on your brand new sneakers. What's the brighter side?
I mean, you get to ruin something of theirs. That's just an even trade, you know. So you get to have fun. You know, maybe you tearing something up. Maybe you going the bleach route if you like the way bleach smells. But you destroying, you get to get payback. Human shit is the, unfortunately, humans think human shit's the worst type.
Yeah, no, I do too. Why? It is. I'd much rather fall in dog shit or cat shit than human shit.
But you only think that because you're a human.
Yeah, I wonder if dogs feel that way. Yeah. They absolutely don't. Dogs would eat anybody's shit, I think.
Rambo, I'm very lucky, does not like to eat shit. It's very, I feel very fortunate. Or he doesn't like to smell it even. He steps over it. I'm very easy.
Ooh, he's a lady.
Yeah.
Classy.
I think if a bird shits on a bird, that bird would be pissed. Because it's like, I know you could fly anywhere.
I also
flew over me and dropped it on, like that would set a bird off.
I'd have so much fun if I was a bird just like doing target practice. Like, oh, I'm going to get that one.
Oh, yeah. You know? Also, we have to get peed on by birds all the time. You know, it's like, there's no clouds in the sky. I just got a raindrop. That's got to be bird piss, right? We always talk about bird shit. We never talk about bird piss, bird puke. You never know. All right, Nicole. Your friend steps in human shit and they snap on your brand new sneakers right after that. What are you going to do? What's the brighter side?
I'm going to say that you get to say, bitch, you owe me new sneakers. And then you tell them that they cost way more than they actually did. Mm. And you make them get you, like, you know, a more expensive pair of sneakers. Like, what's the best kind of sneakers?
Hong Kong.
The best kind of sneakers, probably a collab, probably a, you know.
Get those collabs.
Travis Scott, Fragment, Nike, you know.
Travis Scott needs good sneakers.
That's three different.
Get that one where Nas X put blood in it.
Yeah.
Nice.
All right, Sarah. Friend steps in human shit and steps on your brand new sneakers.
I literally was going to say Nicole's answer, but I'm going to tweak it a little. Okay. Yes. Tell them you owe me money for the sneakers. Tell them it was twice as much as they were worth. Buy those same sneakers and then take the leftover money, invest it in Bitcoin, and make money off of it.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Bitcoin.
Let's see. Okay. I like to have all these answers pretty much equally. So I'm trying to figure out. Oh! This is so appropriate. We're in the last podcast in the left studio. Everybody gets 666 points.
Hey.
Oh, yes. The devil mark of the beast, 666. Oh, that was fun for me. There you guys go. Enjoy your devil points. All right, Rob, pick out of the hat.
Oh, okay.
Oh, and then that would give me 2 points left over, right? I'll take those. Here we go.
It just says stalkers.
Oh, okay.
Stalkers.
A brighter side.
Multiple is plural.
So stalkers. So you have more. You have multiple stalkers.
Yeah.
So the brighter side of stalkers, Nicole.
Well, I think that, you know, people that aren't shit don't have stalkers, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, at least if you have stalkers, you know that you're somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Or you're really hot. So, like, you know that you're not shit, mm-hmm. you know? You know that you're somebody.
Decent human being. You got stalkers. Sarah.
Hell yeah. And I mean, if you have a stalker and you're in comedy, you can easily just tell the stalker where all your shows are, especially the ones that the producers kind of like push you to bring people and take a cut of that ticket because
are you going to make money?
Oh yeah, you're going to make money.
Love the theme. Yeah. Love the callback.
Oh yeah. Wow. All right. Okay, so if you have more than one stalker, that means that they're completely obsessed with you and will do anything for you, probably. So, and if you have more than one, you can make them fight. And then you can film that, and you stalker fights, and then you start putting that on the internet, and then you start making money. You monetize these stalkers fighting each other.
Eddie, that's a lot of self-confidence saying you have two stalkers.
Well, that was the thing. It said there was an S.
Got an S.
Oh, that's true.
Okay.
Details.
All right. Okay, mm-hmm. I'm gonna have to go with. This is tough. All right, let's see. I'm gonna have to go with Ed, with 1,000, and then 500 apiece.
Wow.
Stalker fights coming soon on NBC.
I mean, that was just creative. I wasn't ready for the stalker fights.
Yeah. I like that.
All right, I'm busting out the calculator. We'll see where everyone's points are at. We got Sarah. You got, oh my God, you got a shit ton of points. Yay. Well, we're giving out thousands here. And plus 500. And we got Sarah's got 2,700 points. It's pretty impressive.
Thanks.
All right, Nicole, we got two. Plus 500. Plus 333. Plus 666. God, it feels good. But, you know, recently 2,000 points for Nicole. Recently, I got outside of my house, the cops grabbed me, and because they were looking for someone who looks just like me, and then I was trying to prove who I was, but it was late at night, and I didn't have my wallet on me, and they grabbed my phone. I'm like, I got a picture of my ID in my phone. They're like, all right, what's your code? And I was like, 420-666, so be careful what you may be for.
I got to assume the police are always looking for a guy that looks just like you.
You know what?
Like, I got to assume that's like 90% of the time.
You are correct on that. They do not like the sight of dudes that look like me. Rob, you're doing great with 2,968 points. Ooh-oh! All right, wow. Man, I don't know how to tell you guys this, but I think I'm really fucking destroying
it. I really messed that up. I really am. I'm looking at the sheet and I still... That's how much I love stalker fights. Like, I'm looking at the sheet. I could have really just, you know, fixed it.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. All right. So we got Nicole in last place with 2,001 points. And then we got Sarah with 2,700. And then we got Rob with 2,968. And me, Ed Larson, with 4,335 points. It almost seems unfair.
What's the brighter side of being a fucking loser?
I mean, there's nowhere to go but up.
Last place. Oh, okay.
All right. And also, you are in control of the board. Since you are in last place, how many points do you think we should make this last round?
Oh, there's another round?
There's another round?
Well, we're going to do a rapid fire. We're going to do 10 seconds. We all wrote 4 each.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we're going to do 10 seconds each just to kick this baby into high gear and bring it home.
All right. Let's see. I'm going to go 5,000.
5,000 points. 5,000 points. You heard it here first. Nicole, pick out of the hat.
All right.
And let's bring this baby home.
My dog has been having seizures. Oh, that's sad.
This one's mine. My doggy's been having seizures. Not Rambo. Don't worry.
The puppy?
Little Tootsie. Aww. Little Tootsie's been having seizures. I don't know what to do. She had a bunch of seizures today. I'm heartbroken. I'm looking for some advice. Sarah, what do you got for me? Am I going to make money off of these seizures?
Yeah, because you're going to put the dog down, skin the fur, sell it to make clothes, and make money off it. Wow.
Cool.
No, this is what I needed. My dog, you know, the thing is, you know, she's an old girl, you know, and she's having seizures, you know, it's almost like exercise, you know, she doesn't get out much anymore. She's 14 years old. So at least now, like when she's sweating, you know, and she, you know, she could lose a pound or two.
Okay.
All right, Rob, your dog's having seizures. What the brainer said.
You get to take the dog to the doctor. You find out if there's anything else wrong with the dog. So, you know. The more you take the dog to the doctor, the more you find out what's going on with the dog. Free checkups.
Ooh.
That is like an actual, like, that's like an actual, but like, there's, you know, those things where like people have those like medical, like, where they are like, I would never have known that I was like inches from death if I didn't go in with my tummy ache. You know? They're like, oh, we don't know what your tummy ache is, but your brain is about to explode. And it's lucky we caught that. Mm. So that's a really good answer. So I'm going to go, 2,500 to Rob.
Let's go.
And
let's go.
Yeah.
And we're doing 5,000, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right.
And, Ed, I feel sad for you, so I'm going to give you 1,000.
1,000. Sad enough to give me the least amount of points.
Well, it's not nothing. I forgot that I wasn't doing proper math in my head. I meant to give Sarah the least because it was cold, but you know what? I'm bad at math, so...
And she's great at it because she's making money.
She's making money.
All right, Sarah.
Don't have me as your accountant.
Okay.
I'm paying 24-hour fitness, $325 a month, not even noticing.
I also gave us all 20 seconds when I should have given us 10 seconds from now on.
Okay. Alcoholism.
I mean, it's the most fun disease there is. It's my time. All right, Rob.
Alcoholism, you a good time. People like to party with you.
Mm-hmm.
Cole?
At first.
You get to ruin your whole life and then start anew, and nobody can blame you for everything you did before you started anew.
That's very nice.
It's the best excuse for everything.
I'm going to, we're giving 5,000 points?
5,000 points, where are they going?
Okay, well, I'm going to give 2,500 to Nicole because that's actually very true. And 2,500 to Rob because at the very end, the at first sent me.
I would not say make money.
Yeah.
Start a
I know, I keep forgetting. I keep forgetting.
I thought it was over. I had 1 foot out the door. I didn't even realize like we were still.
All right. Man. Dating guys who are gay and don't know they are. Rob, you're dating a guy and he's gay, but he don't know he's gay. What's the brighter side?
Brighter side, like women always talk about the pain of losing a friend that tells them they're secretly in love with you. You date a gay guy, you make a new friend.
Wow, that's great. You actually want to be friends with them. All right. Nicole, dating a guy who's gay but doesn't know he's gay.
You get to guide someone through a beautiful journey of finding themselves and then coming out as themselves finally. Conk.
That's a great answer. Sarah, dating a guy who's gay and doesn't know he's gay.
This was mine and it really pissed me off. It really put me through a bad time. So I would say I'd act as his pimp and sell him on the street corner to other gay guys and make money off of him.
I really can't. I you know what? I really respect you sticking to the joke. 5,000 points.
Thank you.
All right, Rob.
All right. This is the last one.
Last one.
Getting my Instagram hacked.
Oh, yes. Getting your Instagram hacked.
What's the brighter side?
Nicole?
Fuck. I mean, I'm bad at Instagram, so maybe they'll get me more followers. I don't know. Like, I don't post enough, so maybe they'll post more than me. You know, it'll be advertisement for Ray-Bans or some shit, but
honk, honk. Yeah,
more numbers.
Well, this was mine. I made a new Instagram and I curate all my posts and I'm much more careful about what I post so that it's a more interesting page and someday I will make money off of it.
All right. Yeah. And I'm going to say, I think you can say awful things to people finally, the people you don't like. I'm like, I was hacked. All right, Rob, 5,000 points. Where are they going?
Gotta love the consistency. I don't know how to divide 5,000 by 3, unfortunately, right now. So I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go Nicole 15, Sarah 2,000, Ed 15, and see what that adds up to.
All right. I made it easy on myself. I did some math in the time there between. Guys, this was wonderful. Thank you so much for coming on the show and being a part of it. I know you all are very busy, and I love you for the time you've given me for really no reason at all. Well, we all got weed vapes, and tomorrow's 420.
Thank you for allowing me to co-host, you know. Nicole. I know I could never fill Amber's shoes, but I tried. You know, I came close.
You were unbelievable.
Thank you.
I really appreciate you coming in and filling in for Amber and doing the monologue up top. You know, that takes a lot of, oh my gosh, I'm bad at this. You know, when you rush, you do bad. 2,500 plus 1,500. Oh boy. All right. We got Sarah has came out of nowhere.
That's mine.
I know. With 11,200. Okay. And then Nicole, you got 6,100.
Okay.
Oh, boy. All right. You did good.
Well, and that 600, if you just add, if I wish that was a 6 so that it would spell boob.
2,968 plus 2,500 plus 2,500, seven. All right, Rob, you're in second or third place.
Okay, all right.
You know, well, Sarah, you know, it just shows you stick to a gimmick and it fucking works for you.
Thanks.
1,500. And I got, oh my God, I still won. No, I didn't. No, I did that math wrong. 4,003. You know, this is why I got to keep it under 10. This is, you know, this has got to be nauseating to listen to. Mm-hmm. 1,500.
It's my fault for initially doing the 1,000.
You know? All right. Well, we got, since it was your fault, we got Nicole in last place with 6,000 at one point. Yes. Me in second to last place with 6,835. Rob with 7,968. And Sarah.
The comeback kid. No zero.
Played the long game.
You had, oh my God. You had a, it was a 8,500 points in the last round for 11,200 points. Wow. Congratulations.
Wow. Thank
you. Made that money.
How does it feel to be such an incredible winner?
I mean, it feels amazing. I got to figure out how to make money off of it.
Absolutely. Well, we'll be working on that. I'll tell
plug your Venmo right now.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, what's your Venmo?
My Venmo is at Sarah Fatimi. I'm wearing a black top and a red skirt.
Yes. Make that money.
I love it. Please Venmo. She's a, Sarah is a roast battle regular. You can catch her doing stand-up all over Los Angeles. Instagram, Sarah Fatimi Official. Twitter, Sarah, S-A-R-A-K-I, June, J-O-O-N. So it's S-A-R-A.
It's stupid. I made it when I was like in my mid-20s.
What are you going to do?
I was a kid.
You're sticking with it, and I appreciate that. Yeah. Also, TikTok, my first TikTok plug, Sarah Fatimi, and YouTube, Sarah Fatimi Comedy.
Nicole and Instagram, at Sarah Fatimi Official. Sorry, did you say that? It's just the most important one to me.
I did, but I'm glad you said it again.
I'm
no,
so annoying.
It's the most important one to you, and I want to make sure that people know about it. I kind of just went all through it. Nicole Buchanan, check out the Everything Hurts podcast. It's wonderful, available wherever there's podcasts. Instagram, Nicole Buchanan. Twitter, at Nicole Buchanan. And, of course, you can go check her out at Roast Battle almost every other week. Over at the Comedy Store. Rob Hayes album, Hayesopedia. Check that out. The writer for a writer on Sherman Showcase. Sneak This on BR Kicks, Instagram, Rob Hayes, and Twitter, Robert is the man. I'm Ed Larson. Shout out to Amber Nelson. Sorry you couldn't be here. We love you, baby. Mm-hmm. And that's it. Be good to yourselves. Taking us out this week, you won. What's a song you like? We used to play a song at the end of every episode. What's something you're jamming? What's in your headphones these days?
I love Machine Gun Kelly's new album. I like the song Maybe with Bring Me the Horizon.
All right.
Yeah.
Maybe by Machine Gun Kelly, only because she's the winner. Hey. All right, guys. Be good. Yourselves. Thank you so much for listening. Peace.
Yeah.
2, 3, 5. Maybe if I had something to say. Butterfly effect from the last 3 days now. Maybe if I had something to save. I used to have a soul until I threw it away. There are shadows on the wall, wish I would've ran. Yeah. Gotta get away, I hope you understand. I try to hide my face like a wanted man. Maybe I'll be gone before you count to 10. I made up my mind this evening. I'm taking the last drink while my conscience eats me. I'm taking the last. I'm ready to let you go. I'm ready to let you go. I'm ready to let you go. This time is the last. This time is the last.
This show is made possible by listeners like you. Thanks to our ad sponsors, you can support our shows by supporting them. For more shows like the one you just listened to, go to lastpodcastnetwork.com.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 bacon bundle. Because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the bacon cheese slider, 1921 bacon cheese slider, or chicken bacon ranch slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 bacon bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen. Remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah, of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well...
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.